You are listening to video description on the SAP channel. The service is primarily intended for viewers who are blind or visually impaired. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR.
Some folks say, you want to really see the country? Take a bus or hop a train, ride a bike. Me, I'm an old-fashioned kind of guy. Stick to what I know, snowflakes.
A tiny man riding a snowflake floats close. Everyone,
but so long as you pack light, I mean, and wear at least three layers of undies, it's a lovely way to spend a winter.
Now snow falls on a cartoon town. Titles appear. Frosty Returns, written by Oliver Goldstick, based on a story by Jim Lewis, featuring Jonathan Winters as the narrator, starring Jan Hooks as Lil, Andrea Martin as Miss Carbuncle, Brian Doyle Murray as Mr. Twitchell, Elizabeth Moss as Holly, Michael Patrick Carter as Charles, and John Goodman as Frosty the Snowman. Original music composed by Mark Mothersbaugh. This program has been described by the Media Access Group at WGBH with funding from CBS. Described by Dutch Priest. Read by Kim I. Guest. For more about description, call DBS at 1-800-333-1203.
If my calculations are right, we're about 2 seconds from landing in Beansboro. Nice little town. Plenty of parking space and lots of cocoa.
The narrator falls on a snow mound.
There's nothing like the first snow of the season. And believe you me, nobody loves it any more than the folks of Beansboro. They've got this annual carnival, you see, and I've been coming to it since I was knee-high to a snow cone. So when I heard it might not happen this year, well, I...
A dog bursts from the mound.
Catch up with you later.
It right? Carries him away.
There's 7 inches of that fluffy stuff on the ground already, and you know what that means.
Kids rush outdoors. Grown-ups frown.
Ice begin to freeze, and everybody greets you with a sneeze. What the heating bills will cost, the time it takes us to defrost. Oh, I could live without snow.
As kids play in the snow, a girl watches from a window. A snowball hits it. As she opens the door, the wind sweeps her back and blows in a boy with a serious expression. He shuts the door.
Holly, why aren't you playing outside?
Wasn't invited.
Neither was I, but it's excellent packing. Let's go outside and make a fertility goddess.
Maybe later. Right now we've got to rehearse for the winter carnival.
Not again.
Charles, if I'm going to perform for the whole town, every trick's got to be perfect.
She hands him a turban.
Put it on and get in the box. Hurry, I want to saw you in half.
He cringes.
Charles, do you want to help or not?
Of course I do. But I'm a scholar, not a meatloaf.
Charles, please.
I just want to warn you, I am very ticklish.
You won't feel a thing. That's why it's called magic.
There's no such thing as magic. Everything has an explanation. The proper term is science.
Now, don't wiggle. Just close your eyes and relax.
Relax?
It's just your basic everyday cut off your head in 3 strokes handsaw. Now, you ready?
Can we at least crack a window? I'm roasting in here.
As Holly opens the window, the wind twirls the trick box and whips away her magician's top hat. The hat sails out the window. Holly chases the hat down the street. The narrator rides along, clinging to the hat's brim. Holly bumps into a gray-haired lady.
Oh, I'm sorry. Miss Carbuncle.
Is this how you spend your day off, young lady? Organizing a game of tackle the teacher?
No, you see, I was practicing.
Why don't you save your story for tomorrow's composition? Right now, Miss Carbuncle has a sidewalk to plow. Before you know it, this darn snow turns into slush. And where there's slush, there's ice. And where there's ice, there's broken hips. And where there's broken hips, there's substitute teachers.
Miss Carbuncle, if you should see my hat.
Not that I don't like the snow, just prefer it in its proper place, like on mountaintops. and poetry and songs by Bing Crosby.
Goodbye, Miss Carbuncle.
It's no winter wonderland when you're skidding into a telephone pole.
Shivering and pulling her coat tight, Polly passes the narrator on a leafless branch. Beside the tree, the hat rests atop a snowman.
Huh?
She rushes to the tree. The snowman comes to life.
Oh, no, you don't. You want to take some, take the tie. Unless you think I need it. I'd be well dressed for this winter carnival anyway. I mean, I don't want to underdress. But if I could get away with a tank top or something more cash.
Who are you?
The name's Frosty. And yours?
I'm Holly. Holly DiCarlo.
No. Not the Holly DiCarlo. The world famous magician? Heesh. Imagine that. First person I meet and it's Holly DiCarlo.
You must be thinking of somebody else. I'm not famous and not a very good magician.
That's not what your friends say.
I don't have any friends, except for Charles.
One friend is a lot different than no friends, kid. One friend is plenty.
But we always fight. Charles only talks about science. He doesn't believe there's anything in the world that can't be explained.
Huh. Like, say, a snowman doing a cartwheel? Or singing Puccini? Or maybe dancing a mean mambo?
Holly!
A woman arrives.
Well, there you are. You locked your best friend in a box and just ran off. Now, how are you going to feel when poor Charles grows up and has to join a support group?
I'm sorry, Mom. I ran out because...
Here. Take one of these cans and start spraying.
Mom, this is Frosty.
Well, I'm sure he is. Okay, now make sure you aim right at the snow and hold the can at least 12 inches away.
What is this stuff?
Well, it's the greatest invention since microwave pancakes. It's called Summer Wheeze.
As she sprays, the snow disappears.
Yeah? And you thought you were the only magician in the family, didn't you? Huh, didn't you?
Lil, how did you get that sidewalk of yours so clean?
You won't believe this, Merle, but I never had to lift a shovel.
You're kidding.
Watch this.
Lil sprays the snow by Frosty.
Incredible.
So, what do you say we find a safer place to talk? Say, Siberia?
Now in an old man's conference room.
Removing snow's a breeze with one blast of summer wheeze. Catchy, isn't it? I want those words painted on buses, billboards... large dogs!
I suggest we hang a banner at Saturday's Winter Carnival.
By Saturday, there should be a can of Summer Wheeze on every shelf. I'll go to that carnival a guest, but I'm going to leave it a king.
A king, sir?
You heard me. I'm about to give this town the greatest gift ever. A winter with no shoveling, no slush, no frostbite, clean streets and dry sidewalks. By this weekend, snow tires will be ancient history. And in return... they'll make me their king. That makes you Prince Tuna Breath.
But, sir, what about the environment? This product may cause...
Bones, hit the button.
His cat drops the woman through a trap door.
Any other objections? Good. Let the fun begin.
Summer Wheeze trucks leave a factory and spray the streets. A shoveling grown-up waves as snow vanishes. Frosty trembles.
Oh, no!
Don't get upset, Frosty.
Upset? Upset is waking up and finding out somebody forgot to give you a belly button. Upset is finding out somebody stole your nose to play foosball. This ain't upset, kid. This is panic. I'm too squirched from being history.
Holly didn't sleep a wink that night. Neither did Frosty. Beansboro had suddenly become a scary place. At least to a happy-go-lucky guy like Frosty, who thought wearing no socks in January was living dangerously. Holly knew she had to do something fast if she wanted to protect Frosty.
Yes!
Holly opens her door and Frosty tiptoes in. She leads him to the refrigerator. He looks inside.
You gotta be kidding me.
Shh! Hurry!
Tossing out the food, Frosty squeezes in.
Holly! You're gonna miss your bus!
Holly shuts the fridge.
Holly?
I'm going, Mom!
Now it's school.
Holly's plan seemed to flow without a hitch until...
Holly! What is that sticking out of your desk?
It's just my lunch. Turkey.
Don't you think you should cook it first? That's enough. Young lady, a school desk is no place for poultry, unless you choose to present it as a science project.
I do.
Well, then you'll have to wait until Charles has finished. Continue, Charles.
At the blackboard.
Carbuncle. Now, where was I? Oh, yes. Snow plays an important role in our environment. It is a major source of fresh water for the Earth, and without it, life on this planet would soon disappear. Isn't that right, Miss Carbuncle? Miss Carbuncle?
The teacher leans against the wall, fast asleep.
Any questions?
Yeah, I don't think snow's so important. My dad says it causes heart attacks.
He must have snow confused with chili dogs. Any other questions?
I think it should only snow one day a year for the winter carnival. After that, I wish it would melt so we could have 10 months of summer vacation.
Yeah, that'd be rad.
Yeah, All right, 10 months.
An attractive but dangerous theory.
10 months of summer and a beach party in January. A picnic.
A volleyball tournament.
That's right. No more snow.
Do you realize what you're saying?
Yeah, we want summer. No more snow.
You are listening to video description on the SAP channel. To return to regular program audio, turn off the SAP feature on your TV or VCR.
No. Sit down now. Where do you think you are, MTV? Charles, have you finished?
Yes, Miss Carbuncle.
Fabulous. Let's go, Holly. Bring on the bird. Holly?
Outside, Holly passes adults using summer wheeze. She finds Frosty by a park entrance to the carnival.
Frosty! What are you doing out here? This is dangerous.
I couldn't sit in there anymore, Holly. I started getting a cramp, then I got this freezer burn.
You shouldn't be out here. If one of those trucks comes by...
No, I think I finally found a place where the snow is here to stay. An ice castle!
Won't be there for long.
What are you talking about?
I just came from my school. All the kids there were screaming, no more snow, no more snow. It was terrible.
What did you say?
Nothing. I was too scared. Whenever I try to talk, my mouth gets all dry and my hands get all clammy. I let you down, didn't I?
You know, kid, maybe it's time you tried a different approach.
Sometimes when the words just fail you, you're scared but you know they're wrong. I found that I get much further when I turn my thoughts to song. You know why you love this season, the joy that the snow can bring. So why should you stop to reason? Just open your heart and sing. Let there be snow, let there be snow. Need I remind you the autumn's behind you? Let the wind blow.
They ice skate.
This is a time of year to make figure eights across the lake. Such a magical sight when the world's dressed all in white.
Snow falls, covering carnival rides.
Let there be snow. The days may grow short and grayer, the cold may nip at your nose. But once there's a 6-inch layer, those soft flakes beneath your toes, you can't help but want to taste it or jump in a snowy pile. Why not build a fort or igloo or find a window to print your smile?
Holly and Frosty build an igloo, then dance.
Let there be snow. Close down the schools and let's act like fools. There's parties to throw.
Twitchell and Bones ride through town in a limo.
I thought once you made your fortune, you could sit back and count your loot. But now that I've conquered Beansboro, I'm ready to trade this suit. I want a crown that fits me. I want a cape that flows. 6 yards of fur and velvet, right down to my crooked toes. There's no more snow. There's no more snow. Look how they love me. The clouds up above me couldn't compete with my toe. Let Mother Nature try to win. I'll give her blizzards quite a spin. Just try and stop me. No one can stop me. Let my kingship begin.
Holly and Frosty walk in the snow.
Let there be snow. Let there be snow. This kind of weather brings people together so friendships can grow. Why should we sit around and wait for summer days to celebrate such a magical sight when the world's dressed in white? Oh, let there be snow.
They leave the park.
Hey, Charles, this is Frosty.
Charles circles the snowman.
I take it he doesn't dance. Doesn't blink much either.
What are you looking for? Batteries.
Lighten up, kid. Some things just can't be explained. Like rhythm.
Frosty dances.
Come on, don't make me dance alone.
Twitchell's limo drives by.
Hold it. Stop the car. Stop the car. And stop the music.
He peers out the sunroof.
That snowman is flaking on one of my sidewalks. Bones! Who is that frostbitten clown? Must have come from the park. There's probably dozens of those snow critters in there, just waiting to soil my sidewalks.
Frosty and the kids run into the park.
Don't just sit there, you overgrown bag of lint. Get them!
As Bones runs through the park, spraying the snow, Frosty and the kids hide in the ice castle. The cat passes them by. As Charles looks out a window, Frosty turns, showing a circle on his stomach.
Phew. I think we lost them.
Back in the limo.
Did you spray him? Tell me the truth, Bones. There's a tuna casserole in it for you.
They're leaving. I think we're safe.
Not all of us.
The kids spot the hole.
Happened. Looks like the work of Summer Wheeze.
Oh, no. There's hardly any snow left on the ground. How are we going to help Frosty?
You better think fast, guys, or I'm going back to the North Pole in a bowl.
Sometimes it pays to have a man of science on your side. Most of us panic in a time of crisis. Me? I reach for a cup of cocoa. Helps me focus. But a kid like Charles, well, he looks at a problem as something to solve. Just when Holly was about to give up, Charles remembered something.
He drags a bag.
Snow, I was saving it in the freezer for an experiment, but I figured Frosty needs it more than me. Gee, this place is starting to look drier than Miss Carbuncle's knees.
Mr. Twitchell's trucks drove through while you were gone. Come on, we better hurry.
They refill Frosty.
Charles went right to work. They patted, they puffed, they packed, they patched, and by the time they were finished, they had no feeling in their fingers. But there was plenty happening in their hearts. But their smiles didn't last. When they checked out of that castle, they realized there was no place for Frosty in a snowless town.
They scanned the dry grass.
This is terrible. Don't worry, Holly. Frosty will last. At least until tomorrow.
What's tomorrow?
The winter carnival.
Without snow? Gee, kid, if there was ever a time we needed magic, this is it.
That's it! Come on!
Now in a bedroom, Bones measures Twitchell's head.
Well, will that crown fit me or not? I could always have the crown stretched or have my head shrunk. What is it?
Snow falls outside.
A snowfall! Don't fret, pussycat! That's exactly what we need for that carnival. We are going to make an entrance.
Now a marching band enters the park, followed by kids. Charles wears the turban and toes a draped figure. Lil steps onto a stage.
Welcome, one and all, to Beansboro's annual winter carnival. Before the festivities begin, I would just like to...
Twitchell's limo and trucks enter the park.
Greetings, neighbors. Who says you need snow to have a carnival, eh?
He rides on the hood.
It's hard to believe that we suffered for so many years. The slush, the frozen pipes, the icy streets.
He hops off his limo and steps on stage.
It's now or never, Holly.
Summer Wheeze is not the kind of magic we look forward to every winter, Mr. Twitchell.
Call security.
Your product is dangerous. What's convenient for today isn't always safe for tomorrow. We need snow just as much as we need rain or... or sunshine or clean air.
Little girl, I think your hat's too tight. Now, as I was saying...
I'm not finished, Mr. Twitchell. And unless you've got a spray that makes little girls disappear, you're gonna have to listen.
You've made your point, small fry. And I can assure you there is nobody here that finds anything magical about snow.
Don't be so sure, Mr. Twitchell. The best kind of magic that only winter brings comes in a big snowy bundle. The dances and sings.
Charles unveils the draped figure. It's Frosty. He puts on the hat.
Now, can somebody give me a B-flat?
A boy in the marching band blows a trumpet.
Let there be snow, let there be snow. This kind of weather brings people together so friendships can grow. Why should we sit around and wait for summer days to celebrate such a magical sight when the world's dressed in white? Oh, let there be snow. The days may grow short and grayer.
The cold may nip at your nose. But once there's a 6-inch layer,
those soft flakes beneath your toes.
As grown-ups throw away their canisters, Twitchell and Bones approach in a Summer Wheeze truck.
Why not build a fort or igloo, or find a window to print your smile? Oh, let there be snow.
Bones drives.
Watch it, fool!
As Twitchell grabs the wheel, the truck crashes through the frozen lake.
Let there be snow. Let there be snow.
As Twitchell and Bones surface, Frosty bows, and Lil walks up with a box.
Well, I don't think we even need to vote this year, neighbors. There could only be one king in this crowd.
They place a gold crown and cape on Frosty. He and the kids get into a sleigh, and the narrator gives it a push.
Why should we sit around and wait for summer days to celebrate?
They glide around the lake.
That's your magical sight.
When the world's dressed in white.
Oh, let there be snow.
Twitchell climbs out of the icy water.
Mr. Twitchell?
What do you want?
I want you to know I was just helping a friend.
You got your snow back, Missy, so why don't you leave me alone?
Any chance you'd want to take a toboggan ride before you leave? On the royal sled?
Twitchell shivers.
You only live once.
Frosty wraps his cape around Twitchell and puts the crown on his head. As Twitchell jumps into the royal sled, Holly runs up to the snowman.
Frosty, where are you going?
I think it's time to move on, kid. Visit another town, make some new friends.
But you've got friends. Here.
Well, at least one friend.
One friend is a lot different than no friends. One friend is plenty.
You're right. Especially when it's you.
Don't leave, Frosty.
Don't worry, kid. I'll be back. Give me some time to find me a new bow tie. This time, no polka dots. Maybe something in a nice blue, not too busy. Or green. I like green. Brings up my eyes.
Frosty vanishes into a snowy whirlwind. Charles stands by the sleigh.
Come on, Holly!
Holly waves goodbye. The narrator rides a snowflake.
And so the folks of Beansboro got their winter carnival after all. A tradition was saved. Summer Wheeze was permanently canned, and Mr. Twitchell decided to make sleds instead of trouble. He should have known he was no match for Mother Nature or a little girl like Holly. Next stop, Winnipeg. Nice town, plenty of parking space, and lots of cocoa.
Frosty the Snowman was a fairy tale, they say. He was free in a snow, but he showed, and he knew how he came to life one day. There must have been some magic in that old snowman.